please let me know whether you'd like to prepare something or monetarily so that we can buy the extras. And the last thing is, due to a conflict in scheduling, Vacation Bible School will not start until June 18th, Thursday. We will have to be late the first Monday morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Other announcements to be shared? A couple other things. This week, if you look at the back of the bulletin, we have been invited to an event at New Hope Lutheran Church. It's this Wednesday evening, June 3rd at 6 p.m. And it's a program or an event called Many Nations, One Family. And folks have been invited to share some of their stories and also to bring a food item that reflects their cultural heritage or cultural heritage they feel connected to. We have Pastor Monica Jackson from St. John Wayman in AME Church in Bridgewater coming. She's African-American, as many of you know, and her ancestor was brought over, kidnapped, and taken here as a slave. And she's written a book about that to tell her grandchildren about her family's story. And so she's going to read her book that she's written, and it's beautifully written and beautifully illustrated by an artist that she engaged. And then all the other stories of how people got to this country, some by their choice, some not by their choice, some by necessity for survival. And it's just an evening to listen to one another's stories and enjoy food from different cultural heritages and traditions. So if you are free Wednesday evening at 6, my husband is the pastor at New Hope Lutheran Church. It's in Economy Rural, though it's a Freedom address. It's right where the Ambridge Junior High School is. We're close to that. If you need directions, please let me know if you're interested in coming. And also, thank you, Judy, for sharing about the yard sale. This Saturday is the yard sale. There's a lot of work to be done beforehand. And then the sale itself is from 9 to 1. So if you would like to still donate things, I think the last couple of days are probably today or tomorrow or so as things get set up. And then if you're looking to find some things, come Saturday and look at all the treasures that have been collected and be part of it in whatever way you are able to. And then next Sunday will be an exciting Sunday for us, as Bonnie McGaffin is going to join Holy Trinity Lutheran Church doing our service. And I think we'll have some refreshments afterwards and some coffee. So if you have time, please stay for that. Anything else to be shared? Let's enjoy a little more music.
is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes and wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart. Lead me in your love to those around me. Thank you.
union of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
First reading. At the beginning of time, God the Creator, God the powerful Word, and God the living, giving Spirit formed the earth and all its inhabitants. God sees that all this created work is good, and then rests on the seventh day. A reading from the first and second chapters of Genesis. When God began to create the heavens and the earth, the earth was complete chaos, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God together into one place and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind, bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. So God created great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, of every kind, with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make humans in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humans in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, and you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. On the sixth day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. This is the word of the Lord. We will read Psalm 8 responsively. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Hear the Lord's chant above the heavens, out of the mouths of infants and children.
consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses.
What are your works that you should be mindful of them, given means to take care of them?
Yet you have made them little less than divine. With glory and honor you crown them. All flocks and cattle, even the wild beasts of the field.
Birds of the air, fish of the sea, and whatever passes along the paths of the sea.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The second reading. Paul closes a challenging letter to the Corinthians with an appeal to Christian fellowship, grounded in the triune harmony of Christ's grace, God's love, and the Spirit's partnership. A reading from the 13th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Paul writes, "Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Be restored. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all." This is the word of the Lord.
After people have been created. Did he happen to catch that? And it was very good. Very good. If you kind of have felt like you are not special or have not been created beautifully, hear God's word. And it was very good. God's creation and everything and everyone has been created by our Lord uniquely and special. In our gospel reading, we also hear words of encouragement. Jesus shares words of encouragement. There are times when life gets difficult. Have you ever felt like God was far away when that happened in your life? Or is happening? Or like God doesn't care about what is happening in your life and the challenges you are facing? Perhaps that's how the disciples felt when Jesus was saying his goodbye to them. Like Jesus was leaving them and therefore did no longer care about them. Jesus' words to his disciples and to us remind us that we are never abandoned or alone. Jesus said before he left earth, "I am with you always, always, in the good days and in the days of challenge and struggle. I am with you always." There is never a time when God's creation is not beautiful, even when we miss it or don't see it or cause harm to it. And there is never a time when God is not with us, even when we have trouble sensing God's presence, or we feel like God is not there with us. There is the poem that I'm sure many of you have heard about two individuals walking on the beach, and two footsteps down the beach, and there comes a point when there's only one pair of footsteps, which happens to be a time that's a very difficult time in that person's life. And so when they pray to God and they look at the footsteps, they said, "God, I believe that you're with me, but look at this. When I face the hardest days in my life, you left me. There's only one pair of footsteps." And God said, "My child, that's when I carried you." God is always with us and among us. There's a story about a young woman called Marianne Bird. She was born with a cleft palate, with her lips not fully closed. She wrote a book about growing up, and she said, "I grew up knowing that I was different, and I hated it. When I started school, my classmates made it clear to me how I looked to others. A little girl with a misshapen lip, crooked nose, lopsided teeth, and garbled speech. When classmates ask, 'What happened to your lip?' I tell them I'd fallen and cut it on a piece of glass. Somehow, it seemed more acceptable to have suffered an accident than to have been born with it. I was convinced that no one outside my family could love me. There was, however, a teacher in the second grade we all adored, Mrs. Leonard. She was short, round, and happy, a sparkling lady. Annually, there was a hearing test for all the students in class. Miss Leonard would give the test to everyone in the class, and finally it was my turn, Mary Ann writes. I knew that for past year, that as we stood against the Lord and covered one ear, the teacher sitting at her desk would whisper something, and we would have to repeat it back. Things like, the sky is blue, or do you have new shoes? I waited there for those words that God must have put into my teacher's mouth. Those seven words that changed my life. Mrs. Leonard said in her whisper, I wish you were my little girl. For the first time, Mary Ann writes, I felt cared about by someone outside of my family. And it was a life-changing moment. God says to each and every one of us, I wish you were my little girl. I wish you were my little boy. Because God created each one of us in the image of God. And God loves and accepts each one of us, no matter what others think or what we may even think of ourselves. In fact, Jesus loves each one of us so much that he gave his life for us on the cross to forgive the hurtful words we sometimes speak to one another and even to ourselves, and the hurtful actions we sometimes choose. God created each one of us in the image of God, and God loves us unconditionally. And Jesus promised, as one of his last words on earth, I am with you, always, always. So on this Holy Trinity Sunday, the Holy Trinity